Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. I want you to turn there tonight. We're going to have us a good midrash. We're going to teach the word tonight. We're going to build your faith up. Amen. I want you to get rid of every obstacle of the mind, every pain that you may think that you might be going through. And I want you right now to receive this word, this engrafted word of God that's able to make whole your soul, your mind, your emotion, and your will tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. I want us to read it together because I believe that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. On the count of three, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Come on, somebody say, his faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. I want you to turn there. Why do I keep going back over these scriptures? It's very important that you know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you know sometimes I hear powerful things preached by other men of God, or maybe even sometimes I'll read things over and over again, and one day it just pops out. This could be your night tonight. I decree that tonight this is your night. Amen. Revelation. I pray, Lord, you give them wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, Lord God. I pray, Father, that they will know the inheritance of glory that's on the inside and the hope of the calling and exceeding greatness of your power that is toward them who believe in Jesus' name. Romans 1 and 17. 1, 2, 3. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, turn there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, amen. I'm hammering something in you tonight in Jesus' name. I'm hammering it in you, amen. You know, Bishop Butler, we have a covenant with Bishop Butler and Pastor Bill Winston to take faith to the world. Matter of fact, we are part of the Faith Ministerial Alliance and the Word of Faith Ministry Alliance, amen. And the covenant is to take faith to the world. You know, and so many times we use that stuff just like church cliche without really understanding what they're saying here. They're saying, listen, this is the very source of our life, faith. Faith, amen? Somebody say faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, count of 3. 1, 2, 3. For we walk by faith and not by sight. One more time. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, let's do that one more time. For we walk by faith and not by sight. That means you do not live by what you see in the natural realm. You are a believer. Amen. Your lifestyle exceeds that which we see in the natural realm. Come on, somebody say amen. This is not your source of living. This is not my source of living. Amen. When the whole world is saying, you know what, you can't. We can actually say, yes, we can. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. The Greek word for walk is the Greek word peripatio, which means to live habitually in and by faith. That means I don't jump in faith and jump out the next day. I don't jump in faith and jump out the next day. Amen. Here's what I want to show you. This purple line right here is the divider. And we're teaching on the in Christ realities on Sunday, the revelation of redemption. But you need to picture this in your mind. Everybody say, picture this in my mind. On the left side over here, of this purple line right here will signify the first Adam in his lifestyle. The first Adam lived by what he saw, what he can see, what he can touch, what he can taste, what he can smell, what he can feel. He lived by the sense realm because he was separated from the source of faith, which is God. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. But because we are now in Christ, say, I am in Christ. I told you the word in is an English preposition that denotes location. That means you and I now are geographically located in the person of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. That means God is not up here and you're down here. You and God are one. You got to catch what I'm saying here. You are no longer separated nor alienated from the life of God. He's not a big blah out in the sky. How can you geographically locate someone that everything else is already in? I'm going to say that again. How can you geographically locate someone that everything is already in? The Bible says all things were made by him and for him, and all things are held together through him. Come on, somebody say amen. See, God is much bigger than the chairs that we're sitting on. God is much bigger than the building that we're in, that the planet that we're in. The universe, everything that we see is in him. Are you catching what I'm saying? So how do we bring him down to the level of things that we see when everything that we would see were created out of something we can't see? Out of the power or the word of his power. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Faith that creates. Somebody say faith that creates. Now, look at this right here. Last week we said that the word live in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, where it says the just shall live by his faith, is the Hebrew word chaya, which literally means to live, to exist, to enjoy life, to live anew, to quicken or give life to preserve, to refresh, and to rebuild. You and I have the ability on the inside of us to supersede every natural obstacle that comes against us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, I didn't say you wouldn't have trouble, but what I will say is that the Bible says he will always deliver us from trouble. The Bible also says that he will be with us in trouble. That means that when everybody else is going through something, that the end of that something that they're going through is that they will be whooped. You and I will always be more than conquerors. But the prerequisite to walking in that conquering lifestyle is that we have to come out of this mindset into this mindset. We have to daily understand that we've been translated out of the power or out of the control or out of the dominion of darkness. We got to renew our mind and realize that we've been translated. Somebody say translated. That word translate is a word that we use for factory machines, conveyors. It means that we were conveyed. We were moved from one image into another image. Guess what? And that image doesn't really exist no more in the mind of God. That's why 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature or creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What he's trying to get us to do is see the new. Rather than keep reminding ourselves of what the old is. Because the more you stay looking at and evaluating and returning to the old, guess what? You'll never be able to embrace what God has for you in this life in Christ. Come on, somebody say amen. That's why God can look at you and you can be the biggest sinner on the planet. And in the mind of him, your debt has already been paid in the person of Christ on the cross. Why? He don't see you this way over here. He see you this way over here. So he gives fivefold ministry, some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And he opens up our eyes so we can see, we can behold, so I can see it. And I can say, oh my God, look what I done saw. And I come back on Sunday and say, look, open up your eyes and see the glory of God. You gotta, man, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. I feel that thing, Shep. God wanted us to get our eyes off of this over here. Counselors in the world will tell you, let's talk about it. Let's chop it up. You know what I mean? Let's sit down and let's rehearse what happened to you when you was a baby. Who put their hand on your knee? You know, who rubbed your big toe the wrong way? They want you to talk about and pacify and pet this old man. But God said, I don't want you to do none of that. What I want you to do is die over here. Consider yourself dead. Reckon yourself indeed dead to sin. Now get your eyes on something else new. Tell your neighbor, say, I live by faith. Our lives are completely and solely tied up to God's word because faith is a product of God's word. Faith is a product of God's word. Romans 10 and 17. Turn there right quick because we're going somewhere. What you know my aim tonight? Is to elevate our minds concerning the validity of God's word. Here we go. Romans 10 and 17. When you get there, somebody say, praise Jesus. On the count of three. One, two, three. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now watch this. The Bible says that you and I live by faith. Let me go back over it again. You and I exist by faith. You and I enjoy life by faith. You and I live a new life by faith. You and I give life to dead things by faith. You and I preserve life and keep life by faith. You and I refresh our lives by faith and rebuild every broken and waste area of our lives by faith. So Our whole lives are tied up by the word of God because faith is a product of the word of God. So the more we get God's word in us, the more faith we have. Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen. Now, tell your neighbor, say the word of his power. I want you to turn to Psalm 33 and 6 for a minute because I just want to just, man, help us, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, help us, help us, help us, help us. Psalm 33 and 6. I want you to see something here. Psalm 33 and 6. I want you to see this right here. Because sometimes, you know, because we're so used to living in that first Adam mindset, amen, that we look at our obstacles and we think those obstacles are bigger than our God. Amen. And then here's what we did. We done went to somebody and we said, well, how come that thing didn't move? How come that mountain didn't move? And then some ignorant person told us, well, maybe it wasn't the Lord's will. The Lord's will is his word. That's what the Bible tells us to fight, the good fight of faith. Amen. Didn't mean it just was going to come to you. You got to put your dukes up and start throwing some blows. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. You got to fight for your inheritance. Look at this right here. Psalm 33 and 6. On the count of three, let's read it together. One, two, three. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Everything you and I see was made by what? The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Turn to John chapter 1. Come on, walk with me, follow me. We're going to build our faith up. We're going somewhere with this right here. Amen. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. St. John chapter 1. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Let's read it together on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. What was everything made by? Everything. Look at these. Them obstacles that you're going through right there. Amen. The Bible, we got power over. Everything that you and I see was made by God's word. Turn to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. We're going somewhere. Tell your neighbor, say, we're going somewhere. All we're doing, every time you read one of these verses out loud, you're building your faith up because you're going to see where your source is. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hebrews 1 and 3. My God. Hebrews 1 and 3. Do you know living by faith is painful? Come on, somebody say amen. Living by faith is painful. You know why it's painful? Not because God desires it to be painful, but because we are putting to death the old nature. Hey, let me give you an example. When you have an obstacle in your health, or an obstacle in your marriage, or an obstacle in the financial realm, what happens is that thing is always screaming at you. But when you live by faith, the Bible says, don't take no thought. So now what you're doing is you're casting down imaginations and high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And you're bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that's what the Bible says when the Apostle Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31, he said, I die daily. What is he saying? Every time those things come to me, I'm arresting them and bringing them under subjection to what God said. Are you catching this? I know you're catching it. You get to the place in your life where you have a mental Rolodex on the inside of you. Your human spirit will raise up a standard against every obstacle the enemy tries to say to you. That's why we have to fight. That means you have an opponent. So when that thought comes, you got to retaliate with the shield of faith. What is the shield of faith? It's part of the armor of God. It blocks the fiery darts of Satan. But if you don't have faith because you haven't stored up God's word in your spirit, when the enemy speaks to you, you don't got no shield to block it, so he penetrates you. Are you catching what I'm saying? Then pretty soon you quit and you cave in. That's why faith has to be a lifestyle. It can't just be something you do one day out the week or you just come to church. It's a lifestyle because guess what? The devil don't sleep. He don't sleep. He don't even wake up. He don't sleep. Amen. When you wake up, he waiting for you. Come on, somebody say amen. And you got to have story. That's why it's good to go to bed at night. I'm just going to give you a little help here. Go to bed at night and put some preaching on. Get some of them free CDs back there on faith and pop them in your thing. Put your headphone on and put some preaching on inside your ears when you go to sleep at night. Amen. Listen to some singing. Get it in your spirit. And then what'll happen is you'll be walking throughout the day, and subconsciously you'll start singing, "I am a friend of God." And you're wondering where it's coming from. It's coming from your spirit. Because you put that deposit in your spirit. But if you put in your spirit, you can find me in the club, bottle full. Guess what? When it's time to fight the enemy, guess what's going to come out of your spirit? You can find me in the club, bottle full of. Come on, somebody say amen. I don't care if it's 50 Cent or Clark Gable. Listen, it ain't going to work when the devil come at you and knock you upside your head. You better have some word on the inside of you. Come on, somebody say amen. You better have some word on the inside of you. Better get what God said about you, what God says you have, what God said you can do. That way, when them thoughts come, you got something to fight that thing back. Come on, say amen, Jason. Give Brother Jason a hand clap. This is why I know when we prayed that Harmony's sides were stretched. Hebrews 1 and 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things. How many things? All things. That means your marriage, your money, your health, your enemies. Come on, somebody say amen. Upholding all things by the what? Word of his. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of his majesty on high. Listen what the Amplified says. It says, he is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine. He is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature. Upholding, somebody say upholding, and maintaining, say maintaining, and guiding, say guiding, and propelling. Watch this. The universe by his mighty word of power. I didn't just say your life. I said the universe. Everything that you and I see, everything that you thought was made by the hands of man is under the sway and control of the word of his power. That means God can speak one word and change everything around just like that. But the thing about it is we're waiting for God to speak, but he's already spoken. When he said, "Let there be light," he didn't mean that it was going to stop one day. You gotta, if there's a dark area in your life, just open up your mouth and say what God said. I thought he said, "Let there be light." Darkness ain't got no... Man, Lord have mercy, Rosie. Here it come, here it come. Ready? The Message Bible says, going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestors in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his son. By his son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the son at the end. The son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says. Powerful words. Now, I want you to say this with me three times. Everything in my life, excluding nothing in my life, is held together by God's word. Everything in my life, excluding nothing in my life, is held together by God's word. One more time. Everything in my life, excluding nothing in my life, is held together by God's word. Now I'm going to tell you what I told two of our ministers today. We have an obligation to say what God says. Because if everything is held together by his word, then we better be saying his word. I'm telling you right now, your whole life can fall apart when you don't open up your mouth. Your marriage can fall apart when you don't open up your mouth. Your money can fall apart when you don't open up your mouth. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Why God keep telling us to say something? Why? Because it's the word of his power. All we're doing is echoing what he said. Are you catching what I'm saying? We're echoing what he already said. But if, guess what? If God's word says this and we start agreeing with what some carnal, uncovenant, uncircumcised Philistine said about our money, about our marriage, about our house, about our everything, we start saying what they say, guess what? Things are starting to come apart at the seams, and we're trying to, why is it coming apart? Why? Because we ain't been opening up our mouth. And the devil will get you to thinking the minute you start opening up your mouth and saying what God said, all hell going to, listen, the Bible said the gates of hell will not stop us. He said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. That means that when you and I start getting in agreement and in alignment with what God says, the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. The word please means agree with God. That means I get faith and I get alongside and say, God, what did you say? Oh, you said I was healed. I'm healed. Did you say I'm delivered? I'm delivered. Did you catch what I just said? Jesus. Everything in my life, excluding nothing in my life, is held together by the word of his power. Ready for another one? Look at this right here. This is powerful. The Amplified Bible. In Jesus' name. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 17. Turn there. This is the Amplified version of Colossians 1. 15 through 17. I love this scripture right here. 7 more minutes. Holy Ghost, help us. You there? My God. Whew. See, I can be honest as your pastor. I'm telling you what. This stuff is just working on me too. Because the more I begin to meditate it, that, you know, even though I'm your pastor, there's still been limitations in my life. And after a while, you get tired of those limitations. I told my wife today, we had the white church van parked on Church Street and the gold church van parked on Church Street. And I just came out of the building with the architect who's looking at our bathrooms in our new building. And Mr. and Mrs. Hall, Dr. Hall, walked through the building. And they were just like, oh, my God, look at what God's doing. It ain't even been 4 years, and look at what he's doing. And I came out, and the enemy tried to attack my mind. And my wife said, baby, what's wrong with you? I said, honey, I just want God. I want this to break through. I need it to break through. And she said, honey, we all right. And she pointed. She said, look at what God has done in 4 years. Less than 4 years. And I just needed to be encouraged. Amen. Because sometimes you can forget when God parted the Red Sea. When you get through your little bitty situation, you forget that he parted the Red Sea. Am I talking to anybody? How many in here has he parted a Red Sea in your life? If he did it that time, guess what? He'll do it again. We're going to sing that song at the end. He'll do it again if we can. We're going to sing it. I don't even know if we got it. Do we have it? Amen. But people need to know if he did it once, he'll do it again. Amen. Don't let the devil talk you out of your victory. If God did it once, he'll do it again. If God did it once, and here's what I love. He's no respecter of persons. That means if he did it for you, then he can do it for me. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Here we go. Colossians 1, 15 through 17. I'm going to bless you tonight. Now, he is the exact likeness of the unseen. This is the same verbiage that was used in Hebrews. The visible representation of the invisible. He is the firstborn of all creation, for it was in him that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen. Are you seeing this right here? Whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities, all things were created and they exist through him, by his service and intervention, and in him and for him. And he himself exists before all things, and in him all things consist. The word consist means to cohere and are held together. One more time, just to validate, everything in your life is held together by God's word. Are you hear what I'm saying? You cannot afford not to get up in the morning and not say what God said. You cannot afford not to go to bed at night and not say what God said. Let me give you a little bit of indication of how you practice building your faith. This is just a practical application for me right here. This is how I learned it. First, you have to put the word in your spirit. Tell your name and say, put the word in your spirit. Tell your name and say, practice makes perfect. All of us know that we build muscle through resistance, don't we, Joe? Don't we, Joe? We build muscle through resistance, don't we, Joe? Amen. Ain't that right there? We build muscle through resistance, amen? You ain't going to build no muscle by just pushing nothing. But guess what? If you take, and it can be 50 pounds, and you just get back, you ain't got to put 500 on there, and you start experiencing resistance, You could do like 10 or maybe 3 sets of 10 a day, and all of a sudden you're going to start building and developing muscle. Faith is a muscle that has to be developed. So guess what? This is how I develop my faith, and I'm teaching you this right here. The resistance is your opposition. Every time the devil tells you that God won't supply, release your faith. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Every time the devil tells you that you're sick, say, no. He's blessed my bread and my water, and he's taken sickness out of my midst. I'm not like those that are not in covenant with him, and with his stripes I am healed. That's resistance, and you're building your faith muscle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. Listen. If you can't go to sleep at night, some people, I got insomnia and sleep apnea. Guess what the word says? He'll give his beloved rest. You got to develop that faith muscle. Amen. If the devil tell you your marriage ain't working, you say, well, God has joined together. Therefore, let no man put asunder. We are no longer two, but we are one. We are one. We are one. Because guess what? Life will give you opportunity to disagree with God. I'm going to say that again. Life will give you opportunity to disagree with God. Now, I'm going to say something real powerful. You can write it down if you want to. God ain't asking you to do nothing supernatural or super powerful. He ain't asking you to, you know, be Superman or Mega Man. You know, that new cartoon, Mega Head or whatever he is. You know, God ain't asking you to do all that. All he wants you to do is two things. I'm going to tell you this right here. One, write this down. Rest in the finished work of his cross. And number two, just agree with him. That's all he's asking you to do. I'm telling you. Listen, he wants you to rest in the finished work of the cross. See, some of us are still striving and trying to make it happen. I know. I said I was going to do it, and I'm going to do it this time. I promise you, Lord, I'm going to do it. And then you don't do it. Just rest. God knows who you are. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and commit fornication and sin and chop somebody's head off, amen, and eat their kneecap. I'm not telling you to do that. Because some people take what I say wrong. You know, a pastor came up to me and said, you know, hey, they told me you was teaching over there that people can come to church drunk. I said, that's not what I said. I didn't say nothing like that. What I did say, if you did get drunk, still come to church. But they twisted my words. See, that's the problem. We try to run people away from God. Your sin ain't big enough to impress Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Your sin ain't big enough to impress Jesus. The Bible said where sin did abound, grace that much more abound. That means whatever it is that you're going through, it ain't like you thought it up and you created it. Hey, there's nothing new up under the sun. Amen. You'd be surprised what people do in their secret place and in their closet. That's why we can't judge each other. Come on, somebody say amen. I taught somebody today, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. This is why you got to live the in Christ life. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. See, when you get over here and start realizing who you are in Christ, the devil can't antagonize you. You see what I'm saying? Start beating you up about what you did, because it ain't about what you do. It's about what he did. Man, you better get a Lord a hand clap for that. Because I just got to talk about this for me, because some people always think that I'm not worthy. That's old Adam talking, because he know he ain't worthy. But once you get over here in Christ, the Bible says in Philemon chapter 1 verse 6 that the effectual working of your faith, or your faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good work or every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. I was teaching them this today. You don't get better by acknowledging wrong. You get better by acknowledging good. Come on, somebody say amen. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen nobody sit down and say, you know what? My wife tell me this sometimes. Can we just be real? You know, coming down on yourself ain't attractive at all. Come on, somebody say amen. You know, we done took humility to a whole nother level. You go on the first date. And you hold their hand. You fly and you hold their hand. You say, hey, baby, I don't like myself. Every day I got to blow boogers out my nose. I use the bathroom. Sometimes I use it on myself. I think I'm too overweight. I don't like the way I smile. I smelled my own breath and it was dragging. Guess what? That person pretty soon ain't gonna want to be around you. Amen. How you think God feels about it? Just chew that just for a minute. The Bible says our faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing. that is in us. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. You can just write it down. Just write it down and meditate it. God, listen, God know who you are. You want your faith to become effectual? I love this about my little daughter. Y'all know I love Vicky. I love Vicky. But when Vicky was little, she couldn't sing worth a lick. And she got up there. You ever seen the person that get up there and she's singing? She grabbed that microphone and she say, "Oh!" And she, you know what I'm talking about? You know how them singers do it? "Oh!" And she pull it back. That girl knew she could sing. I was like, "Lord, she can't sing." I got a point here. But she didn't care what nobody thought about her. She kept seeing good. But now she can sing. And she anointed. And she ain't but 14. Imagine when she's 16 and 18. And she'll be traveling the world because I prayed over every day. And she'll be ministering the gospel by singing and by preaching. Come on, somebody say amen. See, sometimes you just got to be good all by yourself. Take what God said about you and don't care what nobody else say about you. Just say what God say. 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 John, just say what God say. Don't matter what everybody else saying. Just say what God say. Just say what God say. Ooh, I feel anointed. Just say what God say. But you got to know what God say. Amen. You can't come here and say, "Pastor Claude said you said this." That'll get your butt whooped. No. You better get in there and find what he said for you for yourself. Let's move on because we got to finish up here. Y'all learning something tonight? The Bible right here, the word cohere means to agree with. 1 Timothy 6 and 12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Come on, somebody say amen. Now, turn to Hebrews chapter 4 right quick. I believe it's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah to Jesus. No, not 10. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12. Hallelujah to Jesus. Look what it says here in verse 12. It says, "The word of God is quick." Somebody say it's quick. What's quick? The word. Say the word is quick. That word quick means it's living and it's active. Just say that. Say God's word is living and it's active. It's at work in my life. Watch this right here. It says, "And it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of spirit and soul, and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not made manifest in his sight, but all things." Somebody say all things. "All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him which whom we have to do." Now let's read verse 14 together. 1, 2, 3. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." Now I want you to circle that word profession, because that word profession is the Greek word homologio. Homologio. Amen. I remember I used to pronounce that word wrong a few years ago. I was teaching on law of confession and I was listening to one of my old teachings. I said, "Boy, I messed that word all up." Homologio. Homo means same. Somebody say same. Logo means word, or logio means word. So he's telling you to hold fast. Somebody say hold fast. Now when you look in the Greek, this language here, hold fast, literally comes from the Greek word kratos, which means the power of God. Now the Bible tells us that all things are held together by the word of his power. Somebody say the word of his power. What is this telling us right here? Hold fast to the profession of your faith. Get that power operating in your life and confess what God says. Say the same thing that God says, no matter what it is that you're going through. Hey neighbor, it's the same thing. One of my favorite preachers, he got a message called "Same a Thing." He's a hillbilly preacher named Mark Hankins. Same a thing. Everybody say same a thing. That's how he said too. Same a thing. Every time you think about saying the wrong thing, I want you to think about Brother Mark Hankins. Same a thing. Say the same thing God says. Tell your neighbor, say the same thing God says. See, God ain't asking you to do nothing hard. Stand to your feet. He ain't asking you to do nothing hard. He's asking us to agree with him. That's it. Just agree with him. Now, right now, every person in this room could think about some situations that's going on in your life that's in disagreement with God's word, his nature, and his promises for your life. Amen? Amen? So what are you going to do? Come on. What are you going to do? The Bible said, hold fast. Don't let go. Hold fast to the profession or the confession. Look at this right here. We're going to end right here. Hebrews 3:1. Watch this. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of his heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest. Somebody say high priest. High priest. Of the profession of our faith, Jesus Christ. Consider the high priest of our profession. What does a high priest do? He goes in on behalf of the people for the transgressions of the people. Amen. And he takes gifts and then presents them before the mercy seat and the holy of holies. Okay. Jesus is representing our words. You got to catch what I'm saying here. When you and I open up our mouth and we start saying what God says, there's a right representation there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So let's just say the same a thing. Same a thing. You hear me, John? Same a thing. Same a thing. You know what I mean? Right now, the things that are screaming at you right now in your life right now, those things that are screaming at you, get them down on paper and say, I got something for you. Get them down on paper. Now go to the word of God and start finding the solution. You hear what I'm saying? There you go. Refute every argument. Find the solution in the word of God. And when that devil start popping that thing up like the jack in the box, then you pop yours up and say what God says. Y'all learned something tonight? Come on, get a Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen.